Chapter 4, The Diary of a Coach. Former MLB Scout. 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Chapter 4, MLB Scout. New York Mets. One day, Coach Franklin called and asked me to scout for him. Without hesitation, I signed the contract, officially becoming a scout for the New York Mets. Pittsburgh Pirates. This experience opened the door that led me to scout for the Pittsburgh Pirates under Billy Brick, a man I deeply respected. He had a reputation that resonated throughout MLB and beyond the baseball community. His belief in me made all the difference, and I honor his memory today. Rest in peace, Bill Brick. Kansas City Royals. This led me to a morning I'll never forget. Around 9 a.m., I received an unexpected call from the Kansas City Royals, looking for a scout to cover the Chicago inner city. The rest is in the book Purchase the Book and get all the info. Just go online and order yours today.
TheDiaryOfACoach.com. That's TheDiaryOfACoach.com.
Hey, another city championship, Chicago Public League. What does this mean for you?
This is something special here because this is my 25th year of doing this.
I thought you was only 13.
No, I wish I was, but this has been so gratifying to see some good baseball playing and to have a crowd like we had. You know, we normally play in the big stadiums, you know, but this here brought everybody close to home, and this was very great. I'm grateful for this day here. You know, so it's special to the fans. The fans loved it. You know, I talked to Curtis Granderson a little bit earlier, and he was saying how special this meant to him, you know, to have his name on this particular stadium and see all these fans out here today. Yeah. So, again, this was a great day.
And, I mean, it was entertaining. Kimball jumped out big.
Very entertaining because remember what happened last year. They were down 3-0 going into – they were winning 3-0 going into the last inning. Uh-huh. And Lane came back and beat them 5-3. So this time they held it and they took it home.
And it looked like we got some new blood on the south side. It was Harlan, Simeon for a while. Now got, Morgan got Park, now you got Kenwood.
Now we got to hold it. We got to hold it. So the thing is that I don't know what the south side is going to do in the future. The north side is very strong, and they will be strong again next year. We got to come back. We got to invest in our kids and our neighborhood and start building our programs back up because we are losing our kids on the south side. So if we can continue to build like this, we'll be fine on the south side. But I'm so proud of the north side to keep hammering away like they're hammering away year after year and do a bona fide program each and every year.
And we got to say to our honorary chair of this, Coach Franklin, this for you. Rest in
Coach
peace.
Coach Franklin, he was my third grade teacher. You know, and I'm 70 years old, so I miss him. You know, I love him to death, and this would be something he'd be very special to see today. Just good baseball. This is good baseball. I'm so happy for Lane Tent for their program because they won the JV tournament today. They, you know, won the championship there. So, and then they're back with the varsity. Yeah. The freshman is going to be in the championship Saturday. So, they have a heck of a program. Heck of a program. So, it's going to be tough to stop them.
That's off to Public League Baseball.
Yes.
And my friend, Eddie Carroll.
And then my friend, I'm so glad to see you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast. Become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com. Chapter 7.
Was it a scam / what they did not tell you? We started a professional independent baseball league that focused on a league for African American players to play baseball. The league operated successfully for 30 of the 60 days it was scheduled to be in operation for its inaugural season. We started in June and ran until the end of June before it folded due to a lack of cash flow. Although the entire season wasn't completed, we provided four teams of talented African American baseball players with a platform to play baseball for a whole month. They were adequately housed and fed, and umpires were paid throughout those first 30 days. It's all in the book.
TheDiaryOfACoach.com. That's TheDiaryOfACoach.com.